This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. America's top military officer has met his Ukrainian counterpart in person for the first time, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The trial, which begins with jury selection today, was triggered by a class action lawsuit on behalf of investors who owned Tesla stock for a 10-day period in August of 2018. That's when Elon Musk sent out a tweet claiming he had lined up the financing to pay for a $72 billion buyout of Tesla, which he then amplified with a follow-up statement that made a deal seem imminent. But the buyout never materialized, and now Musk will have to explain his actions under oath. Long before Musk purchased Twitter for $44 billion in October, he'd had his sights set on Tesla, where he continues to serve as CEO. I'm Julie Walker.
Now here's Sagar Magani on America's top military officer meeting his Ukrainian counterpart in person for the first time.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley talks regularly with General Valery Zaluzhny, but until now it was never face-to-face. Today, Milley went to a Polish military base near the Ukrainian border for their first meeting. It underscores growing ties between the two militaries at a critical time in Russia's war against Ukraine, which is nearing the one-year mark. Milley's spokesman says the general will now be able to relay Ukraine's concerns and information to NATO and other defense chiefs who will meet this week in Brussels. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has removed 40 troops guarding the presidential residence after expressing distrust in the military for failing to act against demonstrators that ransacked government buildings on January 8th. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A day after the arrest of an Italian fugitive, police detailed the last hideout of the Sicilian mafia boss. Reuters correspondent Emma Jale reports.
Perfumes, designer clothes, and sex pills. These were some of the items left behind by top mafia boss Matteo Messina Denaro, investigators say, as new details emerge on his life in his last hideout. He was caught on Monday at a private hospital in Palermo after 30 years on the run. Messina Denaro hid in an apartment in the small Sicilian village of Campobello di Mazara, where residents say they're happy about his arrest, but also saddened that their village will be known from now on for its infamous resident.
That's Reuters correspondent Emma Jale. Schools reopened Tuesday in Malawi's two biggest cities after a two-week suspension caused by a cholera outbreak, Laminic Messina reports from Blantyre.
To many students, especially those who are preparing to sit for national examinations this year, the closure doomed their hope of passing the exams. Ron Lutepo is a teenage student at Michiru View Secondary School in Blantyre. He says returning to the school is the best thing he hoped for.
We're always supposed to be here and ready for the exams, but if we're not ready, we won't get good grades.
Government authorities, however, have warned that they may close the schools again should the outbreak spread among students at an unmanageable level. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
Congo's president on Tuesday said the M23 rebel group had not fully withdrawn from areas it seized in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, accusing the militia of faking an agreed pullback of its forces. Regional leaders brokered an agreement in November under which the Tutsi-led group was meant to withdraw from recently seized positions by January 15th as part of efforts to end a conflict that has displaced at least 450,000 people and sparked a diplomatic crisis between Congo and neighboring Rwanda. Natural gas supplies in the Central Asian nation of Uzbekistan are being interrupted because neighboring Turkmenistan has suspended exports amid low temperatures, Interfax cited the Uzbek Energy Ministry as saying on Tuesday. Uzbekistan has in turn halted electricity exports in order to guarantee energy resources on the domestic market, Interfax said. Uzbekistan is suffering from persistent energy shortages. I'm Joe Ramsey.